a podfic of Let It Snowball, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary: the boys have fun in the snow. End of summary. Drawing her jacket tighter around her, Candace stepped out of the house. Before the chill could even seep through her many layers, something cold and soft smacked her in the face. Whoops! Candace scrubbed her gloved hands over her cheeks, dislodging the snow. Sorry, Candace! Glowering, her eyes found her brother. Phineas smiled apologetically in return. Bits of snow clung to his coat and hat, and he was already forming another snowball as he knelt in the piles of it. You're supposed to be shoveling the driveway, not throwing snowballs at people. She'd been asked to check on them and see if they wanted any hot cocoa. Another snowball struck her from behind, and she turned her glare over her shoulder. Ferb had his hands behind his back. He blinked at her. We finished shoveling it a while ago, Phineas said, so we're just enjoying it now. Candace didn't take her eyes off Ferb. Phineas was less likely to throw another snowball at her when she wasn't looking. Do you want to play with us? Willingly be out in the cold with literal balls of cold being thrown at me by you two twerps? Facing Phineas again, Candace waved a hand in a no-way gesture. Nuh-uh. Count me out. Oh, well, when you put it like that, I guess. Candace took a step towards the door when she suddenly spun towards Ferb. Don't even think about it! Ferb froze, hand holding the snowball, still mid-swing. He lowered his hand. Narrowing her eyes at him, she opened the door. Mom wants to know if you want hot cocoa. I do! Phineas's shout was accompanied by Ferb raising his non-snowball-holding hand. Great. She turned to go inside, half expecting to be hit in the back. It didn't happen, though. She could hear the sound of snowball colliding with clothes and her brother's laughter as they threw more snow at each other. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, somehow, and I'm sure the author would enjoy knowing as well. So, I have made plenty of bloopers with this one. Phineas was less likely to throw another snowball at her, so... Candace took a step towards the door when she spundenly? Phineas's shout was accompanied by Ferb raising... There was a noise. Phineas's shout was accompanied by Ferb raising his non-snowball hand... Phineas's shout was accompanied by Ferb raising his non-snowball handing? She turned to go inside, I'm so sorry. The end.